The year 2020 is significant as it marks important milestones for various instruments and organizations. For instance, this conference enters its 41st year of existence. The NPT marks its 50th anniversary of its entry into force and the 25th anniversary of its indefinite extension, and the United Nations itself, 75 years since its establishment. These milestones are important as they reflect the commitment of the international community and the rules-based international order. Malaysia's membership in the CDE is underpinned by our unwavering commitment to international peace and security and to global disarmament, in particular to the common goal of a world free of nuclear weapons. Mr. President, Malaysia continues to attach great importance to this conference, recognized by the first special session on disarmament of the United Nations General Assembly in 1978, to be the single multilateral disarmament negotiating forum of the international community. This conference has brought many significant outcomes since its inception in 1979. Together with its predecessors, it has a proud history of having been central in the formulation of many of the instruments that form the basis of today's disarmament and non-proliferation regime. Nonetheless, in the recent decades, the conference has been criticized and dismissed. It has not been able to adopt an appropriate program of work, nor has it been able to negotiate disarmament and arms control instruments. Throughout the years, to advance its work, most recently, bodies were established in 2018, and with 2019 being a particularly difficult year, when consensus remained elusive for the conference, only thematic discussions were possible. This year, the conference started with good momentum under the presidency of Algeria. In collaboration with other members of the P6, we witnessed how the conference was very close to adopting the package of the program of work, which we view as being. We also commend the approach, Mr. President, to continue and intensify the work carried out by your predecessor to seek a program of work that could accommodate the different interests and priorities of all delegations. We note that the revised draft package has been circulated yesterday. We will study it carefully and share with you our views in due course. My delegation believes that for the conference to move forward, all member states should demonstrate strength to compromise and exercise utmost flexibility. Please be assured of my delegation's readiness to do so. Mr. President, the continued existence of nuclear weapons represents a serious threat to humanity. It is in this context of Malaysia's long-standing and principled commitment to the common goal of a world without nuclear weapons. 2017 Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons and are striving towards its ratification. In preparation for the upcoming NPT review conference beginning in April 2020, states parties to that treaty need to ensure that they remain committed towards its success. We believe that while the treaty will continue regardless of a review conference, we need to rise and meet the international community's expectation for success and not to lower such expectations. On our part, as chair of Main Committee 1, Malaysia will continue to work closely with NPT holders to create the needed momentum and generate greater prospects to achieve a successful review conference. Let us be resolute in fulfilling our collective obligations, striving for progress. Conference. My delegation remains ready to work with you, Mr. President, and other member states towards achieving and future sessions of the conference. We very much welcome every opportunity to advance the multilateral disarmament agenda. I thank